Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace to you, members of this community, members of Christ the King Lutheran Church, family and friends of Irvin, and especially to you, Marion. In the language of St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, Irvin's earthly tent, which was his earthly home, has been destroyed. His body has worn out, and he has been called home. That is, God has delivered him to a new dwelling, a dwelling not built by human hands, but an eternal dwelling in heaven with his Savior, Jesus Christ. Most of you probably knew and loved Irvin for many more years than I have even known him. But in those 3 years of reading God's Word, singing hymns, and administering Holy Communion to him, I learned that Irvin was groaning in this earthly tent. I watched as he stopped riding horses, and then as he stopped going out to the barn, and then as he stopped moving from his chair more often than he had to. He longed for his eternal home with every passing day. He longed for his mortality to be swallowed up by life, that eternal life that God the Father had been preparing for him since the very foundation of the world. He knew, just as St. Paul says in this text that you have heard, that while we are at home in this body, we are away from our Lord. He knew that when this body was worn out and buried in the ground, that he would be at home with his Lord. Irvin knew this text quite well. He knew that one day he too would stand before the judgment seat of Christ and receive what was his due for what he had done while he was in his body. Irvin was a good and generous husband. He was a loving father. He was a very loving grandfather, a faithful member of Christ the King, and many, many more things. But none of these things will avail for him before the throne and judgment seat of Christ. For as the prophet Isaiah says, all of our righteous deeds are like a filthy rag. Irvin's salvation, though, was accomplished. It was accomplished by Jesus Christ long before Irvin was even born. It was given to him when in infancy, on March 1st, 1914, he was baptized in the name of the Triune God. He was frequently reminded of this salvation that had been given to him when he heard that his sins had been forgiven and that they were washed away. And as he was fed with Christ's body and blood, first at his confirmation, and then at this altar, and in his home, and even in the hospital. Every believer knows that this day will come. Every believer knows that the wages of sin is death, and that our bodies will return to the dust of the earth from whence they came. But that is not the whole story. Irvin's casket is covered with the white funeral pall because, as you heard from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, in holy baptism, Irvin was covered with Christ's righteousness and given eternal life. And that garment, that earthly tent, will never wear out. Though his sins were as scarlet, they have been made as white as snow. The wages of sin was death for Irvin. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. This is not the end for Irvin. His earthly death is only a transition to the eternal life that Jesus purchased for him and for all mankind, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but would have eternal life. On two occasions, I visited both Irvin and Marion on the same floor, in the same wing of the same hospital. Of course, that was only natural because they liked to do almost everything together. Marion, I know that you and Irvin enjoyed 70 years of married life. I know that you will miss him. Certainly, there were good days and bad days, but you must know how richly God has blessed both of you. And while our Lord has seen fit for you to live on in this earthly tent, he has willed that your beloved be called to his eternal home. Mourn for him, miss him, but know that he is now with his Savior. You should also know that by God's grace, you and Irvin were very fine examples of a Christian husband and wife in word and deed. And those words that were spoken to her, to Irvin and Marion on their wedding day, have been fulfilled in grand fashion in their lives. What God has joined together, let no one put asunder. You shared the same faith in the same Lord, and nothing has separated either one of you from Jesus Christ. Being certain that Irvin's salvation is sure because of what Jesus has done for him, we are left to mourn his death, and at the same time to rejoice that he is with Jesus. For since Irvin has been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Jesus loves Irvin. And even though it may appear as he abandoned him to death, he has not. In fact, it's just the opposite. Jesus prepared Irvin for this very day. Jesus is at work in each one of you also. And he has promised that he will not abandon or forsake you either. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus your Lord. He loves you so much that he stretched out his arms on the cross and gave up his life to buy you back, to pay the price for your sin and grant you eternal life. He wore a crown of thorns and suffered and died so that Irvin and so that everyone who believes in him could wear the crown of life. Irvin's struggles and his suffering are now ended. Ours remain a while longer. His tears have been wiped away. Ours still flow. And yet the saying is true. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Death and its sting, Irvin's mortality, have been swallowed up by the one who is the resurrection and the life. And God does give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen.